OpenAI says that its very popular ChatGPT chatbot is indeed going to learn to talk dirty as long as you're a consenting adult. So it's not going to be for kids, not going to be for teens. You're going to have to be an adult to use this. But apparently, if you want it, if you want to get that kind of content, it's coming. Now, this is important because at the moment, there are guardrails up. ChatGPT will only get flirty or erotic up to a certain point. But OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says, no, we are going to start mixing up in December. We're going to lower those guardrails and allow certain users, i.e. adults, to have access to naughtier content if they so choose. Is this a good thing? Well, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation said in a statement that, quote, sexualized chatbots are inherently risky and can impact mental health through what the organization calls synthetic intimacy. Altman, for his part, responded that the naughty content will only be available for adults and that OpenAI isn't what he called the moral police of the world. Look, however this plays out, it does serve as a reminder that the idea of profiting from the internet didn't begin with Amazon selling people books. No, the e-commerce breakthrough came with the realization that people would pay to access porn online. And once that market was pioneered, it was the porn industry that then pioneered payment systems to be able to move money from users out there in the ether into cyberland. And that was the thing that basically propelled e-commerce to its next step ahead. Basically, all subscription models that you find online can find their roots in the porn industry and their original subscription model. So let's sum it up. Is a sexualized chatbot a good thing? I have no idea. Was it inevitable? Of course it was.